Well, it's located off the coast of North Clare, and Inishere is the smallest of the three Aran Islands. With a year-round population of 300 people, the island welcomes thousands of visitors every year, which puts its infrastructure under strain. For example, its own water supply has been restricted since April. Peter O'Connell reports.
Although surrounded by water, islanders on Inishere have a combined 360 tonnes of drinking water delivered daily by boat.
The issues generally start to appear around April or May, and so then you have water restrictions from April, May till September, October, depending on the weather.
That's Antona O'Costola. He's the manager of the local cooperative on the island.
What the water restrictions mean is from around 11 o'clock at night till 7 o'clock in the morning, water is switched off, so there's no access to water, which brings some challenges of just the logistics of, like, in your own household, of if you want to get the dishwasher on or the washing machine on, it needs to be finished before 11. The same in the morning, if you want to have a shower at 6:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning, you have to wait for the water to come back and as such.
Antona says that a long-term solution is required, and he also has additional concerns about the lack of water overnight.
There hasn't been any long-term solution put in place as of yet. A lot of the solutions are very temporary, which is at the moment we're getting the water boat comes in that probably brings in 180 tonnes twice a day. So what's that, 360 tonnes of water twice a day? But that is more a short-term solution. It doesn't actually fix the problem of the lack of water as such. There is no access to any firefighting capabilities on the island, you know, so this is a concern that people would have on the island as well. And like, we've been very lucky, but it is something that the island as a whole is conscious of.
Elisa Dunahu, who runs Chalk and Tay with her husband Michal, says that the water restrictions are a practical issue.
We're in the food business and the, you know, kind of hospitality business, so there's a lot of food and drink and washing that's involved in the business, all of which are really heavily dependent on water. So we have had to find kind of workarounds for being able to do things in the proper way.
However, she says that islanders have got used to the restrictions.
Yeah, well, to be honest, like, it has been going on for a long time now. We are kind of, I think we, in our own business, and I think kind of as a community, sort of anticipate it happening now, which is part of the summer routine nearly. So we've kind of found accepted workarounds. It is hassle, and we do feel it's kind of, I don't know, it is an odd situation.
However, Alicia's husband, Michal, says that the water supply as it stands is providing what they need in their cafe.
They pump it up in the tanks and over there in the valley, and we just turn on the tap and we have it. It's great. I mean, we can't ask for anything more. It's going great. And the kind of business we do in food, when you need a lot of water, and our water is drinkable and no complaints.
My name is Maudy Whelan. I'm the CEO of Cornan na Lann, based here, our head office on Inishere.
Maura suggests that the water restrictions are impacting a wide range of local businesses with which he deals.
It is really, really difficult for anyone to set up or to expand when one of the most primary basic services that you need is constantly under threat, and there are difficulties with it.
An bhfuil Farragart, an bhfuil Díomá Ort.
Well, it's so good to see my brother in the market. The coffee needs a gwelling. Come on, more on the hagrach the kusla ishkeirin. Tasha antavutach. Come after editala in notchi marsha. Agus gavekichet na rechtan ishi mora ta ein. Fekin tu heinu meis kortari hagan skoine sir. Kun chichin lig brew erin goras. Ach ni wan an goras ishke. Ach ta goras sherche shwen chama. Mata an realtas gustini yella ra. Come on, more lacht kohi. The rug will in Hilan Hotta, a good specialty. Well, Bukhartop Nabon Richten, she a hood and not Marshin. I guess Shinan with the smooth death Chediana, Satauhi, Runya Mar Otta, Fear Rolunach, or Heave Kursi Amshadia, I guess Hulla Hortella.
Paddy Crow, West Village, Bala here in Asir, Aran Islands. We've adapted to the situation. That is certain. If this was out in Ireland, there would be blue murder. That's a fact also. And we have really adapted to it, but at the same time, that doesn't mean it doesn't have problems. So we'll say if the ship that comes twice daily doesn't come into us, or if the weather is bad, or if there's anything else wrong, what happens then? What is the fallback? And what is the future?
And Sinead Paddy Crowe, West Village Inishir, ending that report. Le Peter O'Connell. Ishka Aaron has told this programme that they are actively exploring long-term solutions as part of their National Water Resources Plan.